It's a way of yielding unto God and allowing God to be full in our lives. There's several other Hebrew words for humble that we're going to look into, but we lay the foundation that there is a humility in the spirit, a humility in our mind, the way we think, can be either proud thinking or humble thinking, surprisingly. Yes, not just when we talk about humility in the spirit, many times we talk about the attitude of our heart. It can be a proud attitude or a humble attitude. And when we talk about humility in the mind, it can be a proud thoughts or humble thoughts. So it should affect the way we think about ourselves, about other people. And it should affect our methods, the way we carry ourselves. And we could carry ourselves in loftiness. And the Bible says one of the things that is abominable to God is a proud look. I don't know what a proud look looks like. So hard to... But I assume it would be like the cartoon character with a nose high. Right? Proud look kind of thing. And Jezebel probably has a proud look. One in the Bible. So there must be a proud... If there's a proud look, logically, there could be a humble look. I know of no other humble look than Jesus, right? So there must be. Now, at the same time, humility is not self-degradation. It is not self-oppression. That's something we need to understand. It's not self-condemnation either. Yet at the same time, there is a walk that we have to walk carefully with God in humility. So the question is, how do we clothe ourselves with humility? What does the Bible say? A lot of the Bible promises in this Bible speak about humility. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, seek my ways and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. And I will heal their land. When you think of 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14, the only hindrance to revival is the people were too proud to say sorry to God. That's all. All God wanted was humble themselves, acknowledge their sin, acknowledge where they went wrong, and ask God to come in to help. And that was the only thing preventing them from being revived. Pride. That is as a nation. What about sometimes individually in our lives? Could it be that sometimes God cannot help us because we are proud? Pride can be hidden deep in the heart. It can be hidden deep in the mind. To everyone, you look humble. But God knows the heart. God knows what is inside. One thing we know, the Bible has many promises of helping those who are humble. Now, here's a few interesting things that it qualifies on humble. Let me throw in a few more scriptures and then we go on a little bit of teaching. There is also a Hebrew word. Now, Jim, can you add to it if you have it, right? And there is a Hebrew word which is translated humble, which is the Hebrew word anah, A-N-A-H, anah. And it's been used several times to afflict, yeah. Yes. This one romanized as an H. There are different ways that they do it here too. Right. A-N-A-V in yours, A-N-A-H here in the romanization. Whichever way. It means to afflict, to humble. And passages that they occur is like... To humble, to afflict. Anav, that's the adjective.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the root meaning that you understand from your Hebrew writing. Now, Jim reads from the Hebrew Bible all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's look at Deuteronomy 8, verse 2, and verse 3, and verse 16. It says, God led them through the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, to know thee. And then Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, he humbled thee and suffered thee to be humbled. And then in verse 8, chapter 8, verse 16, that he might humble thee. And this is used several other times. And in confirmation of what Jim was saying in Psalms 35, verse 13, I humble my soul with fasting. So there is a humbling of the soul with fasting. And so this uses the word anav, which speaks about self-affliction. Now, that would be an interesting word to use because we don't think about humility. In our English dictionary definition of humility, it is, if you look at the dictionary, it will probably tell you that being humble and walking in humility means to esteem others better than yourself. That's all it's all the main meaning. Of course, it means that. But there's a meaning of, there is an aspect of Hebrew meaning of humility. It means to do something to oneself, to make one low or to make one abased before God. Think about this concept. We have read earlier in 1 Peter chapter 5, God receives the proud and gives grace to the humble. That means that if a person is proud, a person walks in pride, God actually resists a person. God actively acts against a person. The scripture says God is acting against them. And then the opposite, when one is walking in humility, God is exalting. God is doing something. And then when you bring the Hebrew meaning of one of the Hebrew words for humble means to afflict oneself, here's what it's telling you. In our present life, either circumstances humble you, God humble you, or you learn to humble yourself. Have you noticed that every time the Bible uses the word humble, it says, humble yourselves in the Lord. So we have, when you talk about humility, the basic element of humility is to make oneself low. To keep, if you can use these words, to keep your pride down. And if you bring all these words together, there is a sense in which if you don't do it yourself, something will happen to do it for you. So we always have to humble ourselves. Because if you don't, the Israelites, when they were led through the wilderness in the story of Deuteronomy chapter 8, it says that the circumstances that they went through were designed to humble them. So in other words, no one escapes humility. You will get humbled in this life because God is God and we are His creation. And sometimes I like the Hebrew aspect when they bring up humility because it seems to give us an understanding that if we don't humble ourselves, we will default, and using the word default in the computer language, which means that it will be in that setting, it will default to pride. That means something needs to be done constantly within ourselves and to ourselves to keep us humble. In other words, humility is not natural with us in our fallen state. All humans tend to naturally try to be self-sufficient. And self-sufficiency produces pride. If you want to see original sin, sometimes when you have a plate of food, bring it before little kids. Have on the plate of fruit a big, lovely apple and a small, tiny apple. Bring it to them and says, take your pick. The natural response is to take the big one. Or if you have three drumsticks, chicken drumsticks, one of them is a big chicken, size of a turkey. The other two are tiny, measly ones, more the size of spring chicken, pigeons. Each roasted the same way. Put it before children and say, all right, each one of you, you can have a piece. There are exactly three children. Guess what? They will fight over the big one. Who taught them this? It's natural instinct to grab. But we all know as adults, we have been cultured a little bit by society's rules. So sometimes, you know, when you're eating with friends or whatever, usually I never like to take the last piece. Why? Because you always want somebody else to get the last piece. Or when we are with friends, we do not want to take the biggest because we want them to have it. So we have trained ourselves. But that is something that doesn't come naturally. It's something that we have learned in the process that that's the proper etiquette. And imagine when you're serving your guests or you invite guests to your house, you cook them a meal, and then you have big juicy drumstick, but only one, and then you have your guests there, and all your guests are there, and then as you come, okay, let's feast, and then you cut all the big pieces for yourself, pass it on to your guests. You'll be very rude, right? So that tells us that naturally. And here's the interesting thing. If the word is true, it means that humility is something that you have to do to yourselves. Don't ever pray and say, God, humble me. Oh, yeah. Find me a scripture that says pray for God to humble you. No. Every time when you talk about humility, it says humble yourselves. So one of the Hebrew words for humility is to afflict oneself. Like David, he afflict himself with fasting and prayer. And of course, that is where teaching of humility is necessary, because sometimes people can go to the other extreme. In a time of monasticism, they will afflict their flesh, thinking that it will make them more humble. And here's a dangerous thing about this quality called humility. If you're conscious that you're humble, you're no longer humble. What a terrible concept! If you're conscious that you're humble, you have just lost your humility. Because if you're truly humble, you won't be conscious you're humble. You're just as you are in God. What a concept of character that God wants, to humble oneself. Here's an interesting verse in the Bible that looks very strange. Look at the book of Numbers, chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12. And this is in reference to Moses. During a time when they were having some sort of quarrel or misunderstanding, the book of Numbers, chapter 12. And here's something that